Gordon Gray thought things had gone splendidly. The day after the proceedings ended, he dictated a private memo for his files summing up his initial reactions. "It is my present conviction that up to this point the proceedings have been as fair as circumstances permit. My reason for the qualification is that, of course, Dr. Oppenheimer and his counsel are not privileged to see certain documents such as FBI reports and other classified material." Gray also confessed that, "I was mildly uncomfortable about Mr. Robb's cross-examination and his piecemeal and surprise references to and quotations from documents." But in the end, he rationalized to himself, that there was no damage to Dr. Oppenheimer's interests if the proceedings are viewed as a whole. From Gray's informal discussions with his fellow panel members, there seemed little doubt of the outcome. Oppenheimer, in his view, was certainly guilty of putting loyalty to an individual above loyalty or obligation to government. Or, as Gray had told Morgan and Evans one morning earlier that week, Dr. Oppenheimer had a repeated tendency to put his own judgment about a situation ahead of the considered and official judgment in many cases of people whose responsibility and duty it was to have such judgments.